Welcome to Abundant Living and Gardening Podcast. I'm your host, Aji Asir, and you can find me at ajiasir.com or wherever you listen to podcasts, and also patreon.com/ajiasir. Y'all, I have been having the time. It has not been the time of my life. But listen, okay, so this recording, I'm used to recording on Anchor. They transferred over to Spotify. Apparently, Spotify bought Anchor. And I did something, and I erased the last episode. And also, I recorded something. I recorded an episode, 2 days ago. And the episode did not load, and it's still sitting there. And I don't know. Listen, I don't know what happened. But I say, you know what? I need to go and record. I erased an episode and I haven't recorded in. So now it looks like I haven't recorded in like weeks on weeks, which is not true, y'all. It's not true. So I don't. Oh boy, please forgive me. I don't know. Anyway, it is pretty late for me. It's 8 o'clock at night. And I know whoever does this, you're going to be like, girl, what are you doing? I just started boiling down some maple sap for maple syrup. That's going to take hours upon hours upon hours. Last year when I boiled it down, I stopped it and I came back to it the next day and everything was okay. So I'll probably do that again because I'm pretty ready for bed now. Yes, I'm pretty ready for bed. But this year, we got quite a bit of sap. Last year, I don't think we got this much sap. And maybe because who knows when the last time this tree was tapped. Who knows? This tree is probably as old as this house. The house was built in 1921. So it's well over 100 years old. Wow. That's like I'm sitting in history right now. So it's well over 100 years old. So the tree probably is too. The tree is huge. And it's one of the reasons why I don't really plant. I have planted in the backyard, but it's one reason why it's kind of difficult to plant in certain places in the backyard because of the roots of the tree. Thankfully, the roots of the tree have not gotten into our plumbing. And I'm grateful for that. I wonder if that's because the house sat vacant for so long, there was no water coming out of the plumbing, and maybe the roots weren't attracted to the to the pipes. Don't give me the lion, girl. I mean, not girl, y'all. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I mean, anyway, that's what I'm doing. I'm boiling down the sap, and I'm excited about some things that are going on right now. And if you want to check them out, you can check out Patreon. I just recorded a podcast, a private podcast for my Patreon subscribers to let them know about some things that I'm doing down in Mississippi. So yeah, like things are moving nicely right now. And I got something to reveal to you. I got some more ducks. Yes, not only did we get some more ducks, we got some more chickens. I don't know what is going on, but we purchased four new chicks. I have to let you know that one of our chickens died. One of our older chickens died, and we buried her. We put her about 3 feet down into the ground. Put bricks on top of her, you know. And so, no animals have disturbed her. I went outside and I was looking at her eyes. They weren't runny. She was moving like she was just old and tired. And the next day, she was gone. I have been monitoring the other chickens and they have not appeared to be ill. So everything looks okay. And maybe she was just old because we bought these chickens when they were older chickens. They were already laying. So who knows? Who knows how old this chicken was? So she was so beautiful. Oh my goodness. She was our most gorgeous chicken. Don't tell the other chickens I said this, but she was our most gorgeous chicken. But you know what? That's a part of farming. That's a part of life. You're going to win some. You're going to experience some losses. You're going to experience some huge gains. That's a part of it. So I said all that to say, we bought 4 chicks. My daughter and I went into a store. Yes, the 10-year-old and I went into a store and walked out with 4 chicks. Really wasn't expecting to buy 4 chicks. Oh, no, we did not walk out with 4 chicks. We walked in. We really liked them. Then we waited a few hours later and we had to ask hubby. And he was like, you know, okay, cool. So we went to get the four chicks. But y'all, I really wanted ducks as well. I wanted some ducks and I ended up ordering ducks. Yeah, some ducklings, and they'll be here within a week. They'll be here. Grateful that we have some neighbor friends who have been keeping our ducks for like forever. We have 3 ducks that they told us about, and you know, my husband and her husband went to go pick those ducks up. And so they've been over their house while my husband gets our coop and our run together. And they seem to be together now. They seem to be okay. And so we'll be getting our ducks over here soon. Those are Muscovy ducks. And the ducks that, I can't even think about the name. I don't know. I forgot the name of the ducks that I ordered, but they are an American breed. And I know you know the name. I know if you're listening to this, it just slipped my head at this point. But they're black ducks and they have blue and green iridescent feathers and they lay black and gray eggs. I know you know what I'm talking about. I can't think of the name because I'm a little bit tired. So yeah, we've expanded our duck thing, our duck flock. And I am kind of concerned because where are these ducks going to go? Who knows where these ducks are going to go, but we have them anyway. Who knows? Maybe we'll end up selling some. Maybe we'll end up giving some away. I don't know. Or maybe we'll end up keeping them all. So we shall see. So yeah, that's a huge thing that's going on here. Some other things that are going on in Mississippi, I just discussed that on the Patreon, and y'all, things are just moving. I'm just at this point in my life where I am taking care of myself both mentally and physically, emotionally. I am setting boundaries and I am exercising and I am eating things that make me happy and I am nourishing myself and I am laughing. So I am really taking care of myself holistically. And on days that I feel sad, I'm sitting with that sadness, you know, and that's the same thing that we do in our gardens and our farms. Well, especially our gardens, especially if they're like places of our peace. We just sit with it, you know, and the winter time and the fall time, that is the time that we show our quote unquote ugly. And for me, and ugly is in the eye of the beholder. I do not think that winter or fall are ugly, but I'm just using this as an example. I think that many of us are so used to hiding ourselves and hiding our true selves and putting that garden in the backyard because no one wants to see how it looks in the fall or the winter, or no one wants to see you when you're all sad and you have gone through some things. You just have to put on this front like everything's okay. Look at my beautiful roses. Everything's okay. Meanwhile, your roses are rotten. Your roses have fungal diseases. Your roses are just lonely and tired. But you don't want to show that. You just want to show the red and the beautiful oranges and the whites and all the beautiful colors. And You want to put all the quote unquote ugly stuff in the backyard. You want to put those dead leaves and those collard greens that are wilting and the spinach that is gotten too hot and they've burnt. You want to put all that stuff in the backyard because you don't want anybody to see you're ugly. But you know what? A part of my self-care is showing my ugly. Showing my ugly and sitting with my ugly and recognizing the beauty in that ugly. And that is what I've done in my garden. And that's what I'm doing with myself. You know, just appreciating me in all that I am, in all of my seasons, and appreciating my garden in all of its seasons. So I appreciate the garden for teaching me that lesson. And I appreciate myself for taking in that lesson and absorbing that lesson, because it's such an important lesson, y'all. Such an important lesson. So thank you so much. And I will let you know, hopefully by the time I speak with you next time, maybe we'll have the new ducks. And maybe I'll remember their names, but I know you know the names of these beautiful black ducks with green and blue iridescent feathers and black eggs and gray eggs and speckled eggs. I know you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, thank you so much. And I'll talk to you later. But of course, check me out on Patreon, www.patreon.com/AjaYasir. That's AjaYasir. And you'll get to see what goes on in the back channel of this life. All right, y'all, have a great one.